This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the DJB Health Program, another exciting hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, close by. Your land is not owned by Disney, though, right? You're not going to, the government's not going to take your land like they are taking everything else in Central Florida.
I don't think they're taking anything. They just want to treat everybody the same.
Ah.
That's what's actually going on.
What a concept, huh? Amazing how that works. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have you along for the next hour as we get ourselves into the info zone, information about what's going on in the world of conventional medicine from Ken's perspective as a cardiologist and a researcher. He's a facilitator at a lot of events as well. COVID still on the, on the radar, not quite as high on the horizon as it has been, but there are a number of things for us to talk about, Ken. Pfizer has asked the FDA to authorize a booster shot for children. For some reason, I thought that was already going on. Maybe it's not the booster shot. Maybe it was just the initial shots. Is that where that was going?
Well, if somebody as brilliant as you is confused about this, I would imagine
thank you.
One or two people listening to us right now also is, and that was my intuition, so that's why I wanted to talk about this, because as you recall, last October, the FDA, CDC approved the injection, a single injection for the age group 5 to 11, and then they broke it down into 12 to 17-year-olds they approved a second shot for. So this does get confusing. And what's happened now, the news is for the 5 to 11 age group, Pfizer came out with a study showing significant increase in antibody production in the 5 to 11 age group, and it was safe giving the second. So they've now gone before the CDC, the FDA, asking for approval in the age group 5 to 11. My crystal ball is telling me we're going to have this approved, so that's why I'm bringing it up now. It's not yet there. But isn't it amazing? We all have COVID fatigue, and I'm not talking about the people who had COVID. They're still tired. Yeah. We're just tired of this being with us, because who? I want to know one person, and if you say yes to this, I want to put you on a lie detector. Nobody in March of 2020, when most of us first started hearing about COVID, yes, earlier that fall in 2019, it was reported in China, but most Americans, it took to about March of 2020 when most of us found out about COVID-19.
Yep.
Nobody amongst us thought over 2 years later would this still be on most of our minds, big concern, and thinking about another variant every few weeks or months. More vaccines every, you know, we thought we'd get one and two, and we were done for at least a year, thinking about even having to consider this so frequently. Nobody thought this would be so complex, and it is what it is.
Well, we continue to have coronavirus on our minds for sure. By the time we get through with this, at least according to the Center for Disease Confusion and Contradiction, half of the country will have had some form of COVID. And so you look around and you see what's going on in China, the lockdown that started this week, COVID cases. Surprisingly, that we know about this, because first time around, speculation has it that 4 or 5 million Chinese died of COVID, and they said there was, you know, only a few thousand. But now they're letting the rest of the world know that they have basically, they've shut, 200 million people or more in their homes, nailed up the windows, nailed up the doors, and told them they couldn't come out until they had, 2 weeks or whatever it is. in confinement. So, you know, you wonder what the big picture is. Is this real? Is this another variant? What's your intuition tell you there, Ken?
My intuition, based on my experience, based on experience of every expert in this field just about, is that you just can't really put a whole lot of credibility in whatever the health department from our friends in China tell us.
Right.
Because whatever we hear has very little reliability, has been the history. So yep. That's all I'll say about it.
Yep. All right, let's keep moving here. When it comes to COVID information, a lot of family members of patients who've been hospitalized with COVID have had PTSD. This is an interesting application or reality, Ken.
Yes, COVID-19, we can be in denial and say, oh, it's going to go away. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have to think about this. But it does affect us, and it will affect us, and it's going to continue to affect us. And we just have to be aware of it. We have to make the best of it. We have to live our lives, and we have to figure out with thought, with good knowledge, and with thoughtfulness for each one of us, how is the best for each one of us to go and begin to live our lives with COVID around. I think it has moved from a pandemic to an endemic. That's good news, but it does not appear to be going away. And we have to figure out how to live our lives. And the news this week, which adds to this whole thought, I don't mean to be too long-winded about it, is that from the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine edition, is that many family members of patients who've been hospitalized with COVID-19, and this especially was in the original strain back in 2020 that put so many people into horrible situations, and then the following year, even more dying in 2021. But following up some of the earlier cases long-term, we discover that family members, not the ones who had the disease, but the family members of the patients who are hospitalized, are experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. So this becomes a family affair. This becomes an important issue for those who are with family members who've been in the hospital and home, realize that you're at risk for this.
Yep.
The friends and family of the family members realize they're at risk for this. Be compassionate about it. Try and steer them in the direction to get help if things are not moving along. And don't blame yourself and think that, you know, that you're not Superman or Superwoman anymore because you can't deal with this. There's a lot in the same boat as you.
All right. Good words of wisdom. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you can reach him at his office for an appointment either in his clinic, which is a very inviting, warm place. I have always had a lot of fun with the people that are there, even though you're not going there for fun. You're going there to find out what's going on with your body, especially your cardiological system. But Ken's available at 352-735-1400 for patients locally, around the state, around the world, through telemedicine. Although it's kind of fun to fly into that area of Florida. It's fun. It's a neat area. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken, who continues with me, Doug Steffen, on this week's DJV Health with Dr. Ken, after I tell you a story about somebody who lost 25 pounds in 25 days. A lot of people aim for that. Okay, yep, all right, it's great. Congratulations. Now what do you do? Well, that's the question so many people have until they find out about Calitrin. If you take Calitrin consistently and you stay in touch with your body, you will love how you look, love how you feel. Matter of fact, there are a lot of people at Calitrin who like to see what you look like before and after. So I just snap a photo of yourself, maybe holding a bottle of Calitrin. You can post it on their Calitrin website or their Facebook page, facebook.com/Calitrin, and then compare yourself to other people who are there. It's all part of their outreach program to get people to feel good about themselves and about what they're doing. This is a fabulous product, all natural, three main ingredients that take care of, and by the way, it's certified by the FDA, take care of the problems that you have keeping the weight off after you've lost it. Check it all out. See the success stories and order using the DJV code as they continue for the rest of this month anyway to celebrate the 25th year. You get $25 off a 90-day supply of Calitrin plus free shipping with the DJV code at toploss.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, friends and family savings.
Just in time for Mother's Day.
Speaking of, I got my mom the cutest pajamas for just $27.99, a trendy spring dress for under $25, and 65% off fine jewelry.
Ooh, she's one lucky lady.
So am I. Did I mention I got an extra 25% off, and because I'm a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $20 off?
Count on Kohl's for more style and more savings.
Select styles, 20 off 100 valid in-store only, 25% off rent, May 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here on DJV Health. This is symptomatic of the times. I tell you, it'll go. It comes and goes. We get back into the flu season in the fall. I'm sure this will come back into the focus. Speaking of that, sticking around, I had a friend this week who got COVID, had his shots, and he got sick and then took that new drug from Pfizer, and 24 hours later he was back. And I was the one who told him about the drug. Yeah, I was the one who told him about it. His doctor didn't say a thing to him about it. I said, get this and try it. And the next day he said he was fine, went back to work. So, you know, you look at some of this stuff and you wonder what really is going on. Is the vaccine wearing off with people?
Yes.
Is that why they're getting it?
Yes.
I think that's kind of what it is, isn't it, Ken?
And yes, the vaccines are wearing off. There are new variants. The variants are a lot more contagious. And the good news is we do have oral therapy, which is very effective, as you pointed out, from Pfizer, Paxlovid. And this is now more available. I've had good luck of finding it for patients in the last few weeks, and I didn't in the past few months. And
so settle this for me. Do you have to have a prescription for it, or is it over the counter? You do have to have a
prescription.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Because somebody told me that they got it over the counter, and that didn't square with what I'd heard. But it's there. Use it and get better. That's it. All right, just one or two more references to COVID, and then we got lots of other things going on in the report this week to the nation from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation, by the way, for you to send us your questions. Send them to Doug@DougSteffen.com. Questions for Dr. Ken, which come up later on in the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Next segment, back to Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. Ken's got lots of degrees and licenses, so he's all set. He's been a great tutor for me and actually for you, I think. A lot of people are asking themselves questions that they might not have thought of before they hear Ken's report on medicine every week here. All right, so I promise this is the last COVID thing for this week. The people who are there is a statistic that suggests that 60% of the people who've had COVID have symptoms that last for a long time. So how do you don't feel sick, though, do you?
Well, you have at least one of the symptoms that you had at the time of diagnosis, at least a year later. This is really concerning. This was reported at the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases, which has been taking place this past week. Mm-hmm. And we originally thought that so-called long COVID, where you have symptoms, and the definition of long COVID is still not totally firm. Some people will say a month. Most people will say up 6 months after the diagnosis, then we're talking about long COVID. But here they used a year after the original diagnosis. And originally, you go back a couple of years ago, we thought long COVID was just really an issue for people who are hospitalized. That's what the early reports looked at, people who had the most severe cases of COVID-19, those who ended up in the hospital, and we were seeing a fairly good number of people with long COVID. But this looked at everybody who's had COVID, and amazingly, we're looking at people have over a year, 6 in 10 still have at least one of the symptoms that they had when they were newly diagnosed with COVID-19. That's a huge number of people, and that's why I, for myself, am still making some adjustments in how I'm living my life, but I'm still not living it the way I did prior to 2020 and making some adjustments, and you have to do this for yourself, knowing what your risks are, because this is sadly a real thing that sadly can linger in too many people. This is, doing the math, this is 60% doing the math, 60% of the people, 6 in 10, 3 in 5, having one symptom a year later. That's a lot of people, 60%.
So I also saw something about COVID being linked with a number of unusual side effects like COVID toes. We know about the loss of taste and smell. There's also some research that suggests the virus can increase your risk of developing shingles. I think this has been something that's been up and down and sideways.
Yes, yes, and all of the above. And you have to remember which this is different for the different variants, because it's many different diseases based on which virus we're talking about. But yes, as this is followed up, this new disease, more and more, we're discovering more and more things about it. And that's why this is, unfortunately, not a trivial matter for so many people. And we're just going to have to learn as we go how to best deal with it.
I heard one doctor say that we needed to maintain herpes zoster vaccinations. I don't even know if I must have had that.
Shingles.
Most people get this, the shingles vaccination.
Yeah, definitely important. Very, we used to think at age 60, and now we're thinking about it at age 50. Talk to your primary care doctor about this. I've had mine, both of them. Not the most pleasant experience, but
chicken pox comes out of this. It's a relative of that Epstein-Barr.
Reactivation of chicken pox later in life. But getting shingles is horrible.
Yeah. All right, so there's a word to the wise. More from Dr. Ken coming up in the next half hour of BJV Health.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Beauty brand YSL Beauty has teamed up with Rewild, the conservation organization who work across 188 conservation areas in 89 countries to help restore some of the world's wild spaces. Three quarters of all the planet's wild spaces have been degraded in recent years, impacting local communities and leading to a decline in biodiversity and species extinction. The two organizations have launched a program called Rewild Our Earth, which aims to protect and restore an area more than four times the size of Boston, according to YSL Beauty's Caroline Negra.
We've made a bold commitment to help protect and restore key areas, help protect biodiversity, and help local communities to thrive, in addition to our sustainability commitment to reduce our impact. We have a commitment to people and the planet, and we are making key strides in transitioning to low-carbon economies and circular processes. And by taking this additional initiative to rewilding, we help nature return to its wild state, and it then allows the entire ecosystem to thrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American citizen and Marine veteran, Willie Joseph Kensel, died while fighting in Ukraine. His wife broke the news and said he went there wanting to help people and had always felt that this was his main mission in life. After failing to prevent Russia's invasion of Ukraine through sanctions, President Biden said he's sending Congress requests for more money for Ukraine. During a press conference at the White House Thursday, Biden said in total he's asking for an additional $33 billion. $20 billion would be used for military assistance, $8 billion for economic assistance, and $3 billion for humanitarian aid.
The cost of this fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen. We either back Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as the Russians continue their atrocities and aggression in Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Police have arrested a 74-year-old man in the 1988 killing of 11-year-old Melissa Tremblay in Massachusetts, the Essex District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday. The cold case was re-examined by authorities in 2014, and evidence recovered from the victim's body was instrumental in solving the case. Marvin C. McClendon, Jr. was arrested Tuesday in Bremen, Alabama. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others in the Biden administration claim they inherited a faulty border situation from former President Trump. But, says Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax Thursday, the goal all along since President Biden took office has been to open the border for more Democrat voters.
Really believe in open borders. They think that we're just fine. They don't care if it overwhelms our social services, our hospitals, our welfare programs. They just don't care. And they see it as a power play because they do believe that people who are coming in illegally because the Democrats have turned a blind eye will be sympathetic ultimately, or their children will be sympathetic to Democrats in politics. So this really has to do with power politics, but it really is a complete disdain for the actual individuals because encouraging the illegal immigration encourages trafficking of use, it encourages drug transportation, all of the things, but it's really bad for the people trying to get across the river illegally. It's not good for those people either. But this is an attitude that the Democrats have mostly honest about. They just don't care.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, second half hour of this week's TJB Health with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. Check him out at 352-735-1400. More research here and the results, how it impacts you. I thought, you
know. Can I mention some breaking news that even I didn't have a chance to tell you about?
Help yourself.
Just hit, and I want everybody to know about this because I know there's going to be a lot of discussion about this. It's just hit the wires a minute or two ago. And this is the feds just announced, the federal government just announced a report that finds that these Medicare Advantage plans often deny necessary care.
Yep, I'm just looking at that too. Interesting. I saw
just
the same thing you did. Yep.
Yes, and this is something we need to bring to everybody's attention. When you go and look at what you're going to do when you're in the Medicare age, it's so complicated. Just wait till your mailbox gets filled up in the fall because everybody's trying to sell you everything. Just be buyer beware. You know, when there is traditional Medicare, and with traditional Medicare, you know, if you can afford that, you're going to get the most. And there are these replacement products where people think they're getting something for nothing, and they're getting all these benefits. And it looks good when you're healthy and you don't need to use it, and you only discover the pitfalls that you thought you were going to save money when you then need it. and this is being confirmed by this federal report out just as we're on the air, that Medicare Advantage plans often deny necessary care. Am I saying they're all bad? I'm not. What I'm saying is buyer, be extremely, extremely careful. And if you think you're getting something for nothing, you're probably not. Just be aware, when you save money, what are you losing compared to traditional Medicare? And are you willing to give that up? And is that a good plan for you? Because this needs to be individualized, and I'll get off my soapbox.
No, I think that that's it. It's right on, hit the nail on the head. All these people selling you stuff, you don't really know. If you got an insurance agent you trust, my brother-in-law is my insurance agent. Married to my sister, so if I don't trust him, but he's steered me in a number of directions. Frankly, I think I'm a pretty smart guy, and I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but I'm not a dummy, and I don't understand most of the stuff that comes out. It's in government gobbledygook or, you know, lawyer legal gobbledygook. So, you know, they'll present it as simply as they can on a big TV or radio ad that says, do this because you'll get that. And then it's like buying a telephone system from AT&T or Verizon or whoever it is. They promise you the world, and you get squat. So that's kind of what Ken is saying. Word to the wise, hopefully, buyer, beware big time. All right, let's talk about adults who have asthma. This I found very, I don't know, I guess I'm not surprised, but I found it intriguing to see that asthma is going to create obesity, or at least connects to obesity. How is that?
In this study, again, it's very important, as you pointed out, this is not a study of children. Remember, children are not a little adult. Oh, they're a unique organism.
They're children.
All medical students learn this early on. But in this study, published this week in the medical journal Thorax, very good medical journal, they report that adults with asthma had a much higher risk of developing obesity. And these are in people who were treated, because all the doctors listening are going to say, oh, it's the corticosteroids. But this was in patients who are also not on corticosteroids and have intermittent treatment. They, too, were also increasing their waistlines and getting obese. And I knew you were going to ask me, how do you explain this data, which this study was not powered to do. So I put some noodling into it and thought, so how can I explain this study to Doug that makes any sense? And it seems to me, because I can explain those who are taking corticosteroids for their asthma, because we all know people on steroids characteristically put on the weight gain, and you can tell a mile away who's taking a lot of steroids. But in people who are not taking steroids, so my hunch is that people, adults, who are plagued by asthma are just exercising less. And that's a big factor in why they're developing obesity.
All right. So there it is. And then obesity certainly has played into the COVID scenario as well, big time. That's another. I guess the why, somebody's going to say why. And I kind of asked that question, but more directly, the connection with breathing, and that's really what this is, your breathing affects how your body is health-wise. You got to get oxygen into your system. You don't have oxygen, your body breaks down. Right?
That has a factor. And I think obesity, either directly or indirectly, on the many factors that obesity has in the body, affects the immune system as an end result. And that's where the obesity plays such a significant role in who gets severe COVID-19 ends up in the hospital.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what's going on with mental health problems, especially those in children. What do we have here from the Journal of Family Violence, Ken?
Well, if there's any domestic violence going on in the household, which I sure hope there isn't, and as a physician, as a healthcare worker, we're obligated to report it, which is a good thing. But if there is, or there's troubling brewing, make sure the kids are not involved in this, because, you know, maybe this is a dub, but there's a big publication in the Journal of Family Violence this week where witnessing domestic violence raises the risk of mental health problems later in children. And us parents, you know, it's too easy to have kids. We don't have to pass any tests or show any competence to have children. I say that, of course, lightheartedly. I don't think we should have any government control here, but it is so easy to have children, and we have to take that responsibility carefully and realize the huge impact we have on our kids. I mean, I can ruin my daughter's day by what I say to her, even if I'm unintentionally saying the wrong thing. So I have to be very careful, and all of us parents do. Just think back to your own childhood, your own adult life, how important it was, hopefully, what your parents thought about you. So even when you're interacting with your kids, just be careful how you interact with them, because it could last a lifetime, as this study shows.
Mm-hmm. All right. Necessary mental health issues are part. They're tied to physicality. No question about that. It's the DJV Health Program that you're listening to. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Here a word from MyPillow about their products, the reliability of them. Having most of them made here in the United States, none of them are made in China, I'll tell you that. That some of the things like the moccasins are made in, I think, Mexico. But for the most part, everything that's in the catalog at MyPillow.com comes out of the factory, whether it be the couch cushions, whether it be the roll-and-go pillows, the dog beds, the body pillows, the pillow system, the regular size, king size, queen size, all of those things. You can have a complete sleep system and save 30% on it using the DJV code. Promo codes, there's a box there. You go to MyPillow.com. There's the listener specials page. So you go in there and you put the DJV code on the radio listener specials section. And with the Giza Dream Sheets, for example, the BOGO deal, buy one set, get another set free. That's the offer on Giza Dream Sheets. But all of the items in the catalog, from top to bottom, from end to end, 30 to 65% off. Save 50%, for example, on some of the designer My Pillows. Save 35% on the throw blankets. Come on. Enjoy the comfort of a great night's sleep. You need it. You deserve it. So get it. MyPillow.com is the website for the product line. Discount code that you use is DJV. Discounts from 30 to 65%.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com, all the cars, one search.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to Balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@Balance7.com. That's support@Balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Let's find out what the latest is for adults who have ADHD, something that I never heard of when I was a kid. Didn't hear about it until when I was teaching school, I never heard about ADHD. So this is it just that we're recognizing it, or is there more of it for some reason?
I think we're diagnosing it. I think that you and I grew up in school with our friends who were a little more hyper than the rest of us. And, we just figured that they were a little more restless than the rest of us, and maybe had some behavioral issues. And maybe some of these kids were really creative, and maybe you and I may have been one of them, and we would have been unfortunately treated, and hopefully we wouldn't have been. But nevertheless, when you and I were growing up, this wasn't a diagnosis on the tip of anyone's tongue, and also the drugs weren't around, and we used other methods. You know, we went to the assistant principal's office a lot, and I'm not saying I did. I'd come home with my fanny red, and if I did, later that night. So, but it, nevertheless, we dealt with these things differently, And then has the pendulum shifted? A lot would argue that we're now, ADHD. With anything out of the realm of everybody else, it must be ADHD. And, you know, so when you have a hammer, sometimes everything looks like a nail, and you have to be very careful about not overly diagnosing, not overly treating. Sometimes a little bit of knowledge can be dangerous, and be very careful there. But what has been of some help is that we've also recognized that this ADHD not only exists in children where it was originally so well described and continues to be so thought much about, is that it does exist in adults. There's no doubt about it. And whether it's overly diagnosed, you know, I'll leave that to the psychiatrist to debate, but it does exist. I've seen cases of it. I've seen cases where it's been treated appropriately, and people are much more able to function and concentrate. And that's really where it becomes an issue with adults. Their concentration, their productivity is not good. They start doing destructive behaviors, and in general, their lives can fall apart even over this in a severe case. And the news this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association is that adults with ADHD who get treatment, and the treatment is medication and also some mental psychotherapy. Who do get treatment are at lower risk for unemployment. So it seems like people with ADHD stay functioning, working, members of society. So it's something to think about that if you're having concentration issues, if you're unable to, you know, be as productive as you are, think you should be, and your mind wanders from one thing to the other, and you don't concentrate as well as other people, talk to a doctor about possibly being evaluated for ADHD.
All right, that's important information, as is everything else that's here as we go through. Don't forget, we have our podcast every week, too, of the highlights of the information that Ken passes along to us. So if you miss any of this, all you have to do is go to djvhealthshow.com to find Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. Up next,
if you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who visits with us every week. It's questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, has extraordinary sense of medicine as a researcher, as somebody who's always looking at all of the journals of medicine. Some of the questions that he has come from that. Here's one. Is it true that calcium supplements may raise the risk for heart valve problems? I take calcium. Some people think that that's the calcium with vitamin D is a good combo, Ken. What about that?
Big publication in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, very important, well-established medical journal. British Medical Journal reports in April that calcium supplements, Doug, may raise the risk for heart valve problems. And if you go into the details of this study, they're warning everyone who takes any calcium to talk to your doctor and reconsider this. Because in this report, not only do they discover that people who are taking calcium with or without vitamin D, because as you were, you know, you go back 20 years, everybody was on some calcium when they were in the adults, especially women. It was being pushed on everywhere you went. Mm-hmm. And then things changed about 10 to 15 years ago when we said only do it with vitamin D because we noticed that it would calcify your arteries if you didn't take it with vitamin D. But this updated, very thorough, wide study now raises the strong concern that even taking calcium with vitamin D significantly raises the risk of damaging, especially your aortic valve. Early calcification of the exit door of the heart makes it blocked for exiting of blood from the heart. Aortic stenosis, very significant problem, leading to early need for intervention, replacement of this valve. And only under strict orders from a doctor who understands the risks and benefit of taking calcium should you be taking it. Do not take calcium on your own. And again, this study pointed out that there's early death in general, all causes from taking calcium with or without vitamin D. So I think going forward, you have to talk to a doctor about the various needs for yourself of calcium versus the various risks of taking calcium.
Well, that's interesting. You and I, when we were going through the information that came as a result of the test that you did on me when I was down there last month, we looked at my heart and we looked at my thoracic cavity and didn't see anything. I take calcium every day with vitamin D. Now, should I stop?
Yes, because you know what your aortic valve looks like, though.
Yeah, I do. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And this may be where it's coming from.
Interesting. But there's no calcium deposit there. It just has made it a little bit bigger. So
there is some wear and tear calcium in it. What there isn't is obstruction. Your valve opens and closes normally.
Right.
But there is some wear and tear.
So what do I lose? What do people lose if they don't take? I think what we were always told as kids growing up, in order to keep your muscles and your bones strong, you needed calcium because that's where the bones and the muscles got their strength. So that's not the case, apparently. Or would we have to take something else to make sure our bones don't become old and weak as we age?
Well, another dogma may bite the dust. And again, the old saying that is just as wise as ever, eat a healthy diet, you're getting what you need. And this study reaffirms that. And you have to make this decision on an individual basis because there may be a few people listening who have other individualized, more severe issues that absolutely need calcium, and the risk of not taking calcium for that issue, another issue, outweighs the risk of taking calcium for all the other issues that we're talking about. So this is a very individualized decision. There's no one-size recommendation that fits all. Talk to your doctor. You have to, for yourself, know the risk of taking calcium versus the risk of not taking calcium. But I think the important news here is that even taking calcium with vitamin D can cause problems.
All right, so that's the word to me and to maybe many of you. Yeah, check. I always get your physical and find out what's going on all over your body. That's always
British Medical Journal this week.
My recommendation. All right, Dr. Ken here. Questions for Dr. Ken, 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on DJZ Health.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.